Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about imposter syndrome and the pink path. So last week I had a kind of perfect storm of knocks and bruises and things that chipped away at my confidence. I had didn't handle a struggle in a relationship very well and was kind of frustrated with myself. I had some financial struggles as the Hugmobile required some big repairs, and I was looking forward to the things I needed to get done before the Burning Man and was feeling overwhelmed. There was things with the camp, as there always is when you have a camp of 100 people, all volunteers trying to do incredible things with incredible conditions. And sometimes tension happens, and I was feeling frustrated that I was not managing that better. I have to move soon and was feeling the frustration of not having that plan put together. What else? I had just sent out a request to, 80 or so people to send me feedback about ways that how they saw me in the world. How they see me in the world. And some of that was, asking for positive and negative and ways that I've let people down, ways that I have, could improve. And I sent that out when I was feeling super strong and feeling really kind of ready to hear everything that came at me. Like, I want to grow. I want to shine the light on the dark spots. And then because of the delays in the responses, a lot of them came at me when I was like huddled in the corner being like, okay, you get through this. And then all of a sudden, hi, person who I've known my whole life, you asked, so here are some things that are huge blind spots for you and problems with the way you live your life. You asked for it, brother. I love you. And so I was just like, bam, 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 bam. And then while I'm doing all this, I've been working on this huge project. A huge project for me, a huge project in terms of taking it up a notch in what I am going to be doing in the world and what I'm going to be offering and what I'm going to be kind of holding myself to a certain standard. I'm working on this program that I'm going to be talking more about later. But as I'm writing the text for kind of this announcement that I'll put up tomorrow, one of the lines was, I'm creating a program. Oh, creating this program was a huge opportunity for me to step further into my role as a leader and make massive world change. And I'm editing this document being like, leader? How can I ask anybody to see me as a leader? Like, my to-do list is like starts with make a to-do list. Like, you got so many things you got to fix right now. And so I slipped into imposter syndrome. And so I posted that I was in the depths of imposter syndrome. Now, imposter syndrome is when you feel like you're a fraud, when you feel like the successes you have, you're not deserving of them. And I think that it's significant to point out in my defense, in my back padding, that I said that I was feeling imposter syndrome. I didn't say I'm a fraud, because I recognize that this is a feeling. I recognize that I'm having a skewed perspective of reality. But I did also recognize that, whoa, I don't feel grounded enough to be powerful and step into the roles that I'm setting up for myself right now. And so I published online because I share everything and because I feel a responsibility to share when I'm struggling as well as when I'm triumphant. And the responses that people wrote, the comments, were so powerful. I'm so grateful to the perspectives that people shared about leadership in general, about the importance of being of service first. The idea that leadership is not something that you step into, it's something that you earn through the way you act on a daily basis, and people kind of affirming that I'm doing okay in the places that matter. And that meant a lot. Like, I'm sure, as we all do, you know, you whether it's imposter syndrome or feeling like a fraud or just feeling like you forget the wins, and your mind starts to pile up the evidence of your weaknesses. And so to be reminded that, for the most part, I do a pretty good job of balancing it and not denying the struggles and making the struggles a part of it. And as I'm being reminded of this, I'm letting go of my definition of these things being failures, and instead allowing them to be in the process. And lo and behold, as you would know and expect, the things that were out of control found control, or the things that had no solution suddenly started to have a little bit of harmony. And I feel like I still am uncomfortable with the word leader. But like it or not, I feel like I have certain experiences, certain hard knocks that I've won, certain ways that I have lived and learned that I need to share. Maybe need, is that the right word? It is my dharma, it is my responsibility to share. And so thank you, everyone, for allowing me to have my insecurity, allowing me to have my syndrome, my imposterness, and the fraud to overwhelm me for a little bit. And thank you for the perspectives about how significant it can be to be real and to trust that in the path of authenticity and realness is the path to growth, to healing, to where you're supposed to be. I know this. And so it was so awesome to have that reflected back when I was disoriented and confused. So when I got my bearings and went back to work on this new program, I'm excited again. I've always been excited, just sometimes scared, because this is scary for me. Why have I not done this till now? I've been sharing like coaching program type stuff for 15 years or so. Why have I never done a coaching program? Why have I never put together some classes? Fear? Fear of the responsibility? Fear of not knowing how to run a business like that? Fear of it not being good enough? Fear of me not being good enough? All these things. And so some of my philosophies have allowed me to give myself a pass and say, float more, steer less, man, you know, whatever. If that's just, if the stream is not floating you towards making a program, man, then that's all good. And then I was in a conversation recently, and my friend was talking about this new business that they were running, and they said, I'm in a place now where I don't want to put any energy into projects that don't have the potential to scale and have massive world change. And it hit me that a lot of times, I think I'm very good at being in integrity in the moment and trusting that things will work out, but I'm not good at putting systems in place so that if magic happens, or when magic happens, that the ripples are amplified to the degree that is possible. I know from the reactions that I get from videos or from talks or from coaching that I can change lives. And maybe not I can change lives, I can step into a role. I can play my part in someone else's healing of their lives, someone else's growth into who they're supposed to be. And sometimes me being a emotional, cathartic something is a tool that someone else can use to get to the place that allows them to be in their purpose, that allows them to be what the world needs. And so there's a part of me in the back of my mind that has known I need to make this a program like this, or many programs like this, for a long time, but that fear has kept away. And so I hired a coach, Michael Author, to kind of push me, which is why I'm announcing this today, because if it was my calendar, I have a million reasons why I should wait. I should polish a little bit more. I should rethink this a little bit. And so now I am putting it in pen. Yes, I'm doing this. I'm doing a 12-week program about radical authenticity and getting the blocks out of the way so that you can be you in the world, and how allowing that to make your life easier and yet more impactful, to be in a place of service, to have richer experiences in your relationships, in your work, everything. Because I feel like there's a lot that I got super lucky in my life with the experiences and the place and the time to be this place where, like, wow, I live pretty good. Maybe good, I'll define that. I live pretty deeply. I go to bed every night going, like, I am having a human experience. Woo! Sometimes my eyes are puffy from crying. Sometimes my face is flushed from awesome sex. But I'm like, woo! And I think that that is something that I need to share in a more serious way. Maybe not serious. Sincere. Thank you, Alan Watts. Share in a more sincere way, more dedicated way. So I should say, in case you're already saying, I'm curious, I definitely want to think about or apply to be in this program, I'll say, dun, 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 you can go to apply.pinkpath.net, jot this down or type that in, and that is the application that is live right now. I've got these systems in place, I've got software going, this is gonna happen. What I'm really looking for is a small group of people, 5 people, to do one-on-one coaching with me for 12 weeks, to do this program, not the way it will be eventually, as more of a video package program, but as a one-on-one to help me really fine-tune it, as well as be part of the process of, like, recording themselves or being a part of video shoots with me to create some of the tools that people will use in the future for their growth. So I'm looking for 5 people that are super dedicated to this. I'm going to ask for time commitment. I'm going to ask for a financial commitment. And asking for financial commitment, asking for money is so hard for me. That's one of the huge fears of mine. You know how many free videos I have on YouTube? Well over 1,000. You know how many things that I've charged for in my life? You can count them on one hand, and most of them are t-shirts. But I know from my own experiences that the things that I pay for, I value. I pay my coach, I paid my writing coach, and I busted my ass and it changed my life. And I am now at a place where I don't have enough time to do all the things that are asked of me. And I want to work with people who are saying, I'm dedicated, I'm in, I want to do this, I want to change my life. I think that if we work together, it's going to do that. Because I know that if I work with people like that, magic can happen. I believe it. For a long time, I had to convince myself, but I'm like, I'm excited. Like, I know this is what I have to do. And as I am been working on this program of authenticity, as I am working on this curriculum and exercises about how to step into the truth of who you are, it became so clear that doing this is the truth of who I am. Being a part of this process with other people, from the first time I got online, I knew that what charged me more than anything was sharing my vulnerable parts of my life, the lessons, and then touching people who then use that as a catalyst to grow. I've always known that. And it's time for me to step up and do it bigger. So I'm not going to talk today about the details of what it's going to be in the program. I more want to talk about why I'm doing it and why now, which I think I answered a little bit. You know, for a long time, I would think about doing something like this, and then I look at the number of people that are doing, you know, coaching programs or self-help things, and I go, there's no need, you know? Plenty of people who are hustling harder than me are doing this. This is not, there's not a need for me to do this. But I was reminded of a huge lesson from years ago when I read the book Pronoia, which is I loved it. I loved this book. And after I read it, I got depressed because I said, this is the book that I always wanted to write, but it's better. So now anytime anybody asks me anything, I'm going to be like, don't ask me. Just read this book. There's no reason for me to do anything because this book is better. And then I saw a video of the author of that book, and it didn't resonate with me. His energy and his vibe was not, he was not the messenger. The message, yes. Messenger, not so much. And it really made me realize that there is a finite amount of truth, but there's an infinite number of ways to hear it and receive it. And sometimes you can only hear it, or it's the loudest and most clear, through a very specific messenger. And some people need it from a monk in a saffron robe. Some people need it from an old white guy in a suit and white hair. Some people need it from a Viking or a guy with pink hair. And so that's why I'm doing this, is because I feel like it's my responsibility. It is my service. When I was getting frustrated or down on myself about the imposter syndrome, Jesse Gross, a former coach of mine, really insightful man, he said, you're focused on your worth as opposed to your value, trying to be, and saying that you need to get back to a place of service. And it's like, right, when I feel like I'm in a place of service, I don't doubt. I feel totally connected. I feel totally in purpose. And so as I realize that even though this is a product and this is a something that is a financial transaction, which is something that, you know, I struggle with because of my Burning Man allegiances, it is my way to be of service to the world. Don't dig the deepest ditches, nor do I pronunciate the words the bestest. But for me to be impactful in the way that I feel like I have the potential to be, this is the way that the flow is calling me right now. And so if you are someone who is hearing some of these ideas about feeling out of alignment, feeling like you're struggling with, you know, you've wanted to quit your job forever and are a little scared of what will happen if you do, you are feeling like maybe the way you really are or the want to act in the world is not being received and supported in the way that you want. Maybe you find yourself going to certain festivals, feel so alive, and then don't know how to be that person year round. Then we should talk. You should check this out. You should apply and try to be one of these, try is the wrong word. I want to find 5 perfect people, people that are super dedicated that I think will get the most out of this, and where all of us feel like, thank you for stepping up courageously to be who you're supposed to be in the world. There's a piece of me that was feeling a little like some of my recent sadness in the world as political things got me down was realizing how many people out there are so out of alignment, so not living their purpose, so kind of stuck in the scripts of our culture or some culture, I don't know. And my spiritual beliefs are such that when we allow ourselves to be, we become the medicine the world needs. And I feel that's one reason why I sleep so well and I feel so good, is because I believe that I'm doing that. I believe that I'm living in this authentic way. Is it wacky? Yes, but it happens to be my truth. And I know that the more people that do that, the better it is, and it ripples. I see it. I feel it. I want to create an army of people that are so powerfully living in their truth, standing in who they really are as the world is trying to reshape them and steer them, that people knock up against them and go, whoa, wait, you're allowed to do that? The ripples. Wait. The program itself, the video program that is going to be the final, or not the product that I'm trying to create, probably will not be on the market for 6 months or so. But what I'm looking for now is 5 people that can help me create it, that are invested in their growth and want to go on this journey with me for the next 3 months. Actually, it'll start after Burning Man. So I'm looking for people to, we're going to find the people, find each other over the next few weeks, and then do this. If this is not something that is calling to you, I totally get it. Look how long it took me to step into this place. So I will continue to be showing up in all the ways that I have been and stepping up more in ways that I have not. And I'm asking you to do the same in whatever way that is. Maybe it's working with me. Maybe it's hitting your imposter syndrome head on and finding a place to be of service and create other leaders and creating ripples in the world. So thank you for allowing me to be in this place and trusting me to follow my flow and follow my truth and follow my heart. It's an honor to walk this path with you. I'm so grateful. Stay tuned. Apply. Or just give me a solid hug when you see me next. Speaking of hugs, let's have ourselves a Hug Nation hug. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. And take a moment to recognize the miracle of this body. This physical shell that allows you to feel and smell and taste. And then recognize it's just a shell. And beneath that shell is this complicated system of thoughts and personalities and jerseys and scripts, and many of which, if not all of which, are filler. It's the jersey you play so the game is fun, but the game is not who you are. Beneath that, beneath the physical shell, beneath these jerseys, is this deeper level, this love, this truth, this light that shines through us all. That's what we want to let out. And so for 3 breaths, let's together just feel part of this oneness, connected to all people, free from our differences, free from our thoughts, free from our identities, and just a part of the loving, shining, energetic human oneness. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Ready? On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. I love you. A couple of things that I want to share about this process and about some of the decisions that I made. Someone asked me, they're like, wait, you have a coach to help you coach? And I was like, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Michael Jordan had a coach. As soon as I started saying that, as soon as those words came out of my mouth, I'm like, what are you doing making a sports metaphor, dude? But you know what I'm saying, right? LeBron James has a coach? Is that Andre the Giant has a coach? I don't know. I have had tremendous growth in the periods when I've had a coach. And one of the reasons is, as I figured out yesterday, my friend Becca introduced me to the, what's her name? Gretchen, now I'm gonna forget. She talks about happiness, and her new book is about, oh, I did write this, I know I did. Gretchen Rubin, and she wrote the tendencies that people have. And I believe that I am an obliger, as opposed to, say, a questioner, a rebel, or an upholder. I get very concerned about my obligations to other people, which is one reason why I went into my fraud panic last week, is because of the number of people that I had felt like I had let down or disappointed. Which I don't think I did disappoint them. I just, things weren't perfect. And in that moment, I take that on. But so for me, if I have someone who I'm accountable to, if I have a coach saying, we're meeting next week, do this, it is so difficult for me to not do it. If I put it on the calendar, then when someone calls us, hey, it's so good, the water's so warm right now, let's go to the beach. I'm like, of course, let's go to the beach. I mean, this is like a holiday. Water's warm at the beach, let's go. But if I go, oh, I got a call with my coach in 2 hours and I still haven't done this, so I gotta do that because I said I would. So part of it is the obligator in me that just is so much more productive when I have someone that I'm working with. Another part of it is Michael that I'm working with is very smart and very different than me, I think. We're alike in a lot of ways too, but we're very complementary. And at the same time, he very much respects my differentness. You know, it would be very tempting if someone was trying to coach someone to create a coaching program to do certain things that everybody does. And Michael's been very sensitive to my authenticity and the things that are not, you know, negotiable for me. And then working with them and also pushing me in areas that I say, well, I can't do that. He's like, well, why? And so I'm feeling really good about it. I'm feeling like I'm already so much farther than I would have been if I was trying to do this by myself. I would not have announced this week. You know, I was posting like logo ideas that I've been working on. And I don't know if you thought any of those were good, but those were all, the design firm that we used was me. Seems like A and D are the winners right now, or clearly the clear leaders. If you want to look online, you can see what I'm playing with for the pink path. I highly recommend a coach or a accountability group or something like that, especially if you're in an entrepreneur or an isolated setting like I am. I go with the flow and it usually works for me. It's just sometimes the timeline is longer than it needs to be. And up until now, I feel like there's a lot of ways that I've been playing small. And having a coach kind of pushing me is, I think, what I need. I guess this is a less of a question for people that know me, but I figure at some point I need to explain to people, why is it called the pink path? I mean, that certainly doesn't sound like, you know, I don't need to be more feminine, or I don't know what people might assume it means. I guess if I have enough photographs of myself, you'll know that at least I'm coordinated with the theme. But to me, pink has begun to mean so much over the years. You know, it started with initially a Burning Man kind of I had a bunch of costumes that were sky, like baby blue and pink, like trying to embrace these like core gender things. And I just got more and more attracted to the pink and more attracted to the idea of being and embracing something that I wasn't supposed to. As a non-gay, non-female, like, why am I wearing pink? And it forced people to go deeper. In a lot of ways, the path of authenticity is confronting those scripts, those identities, those colors that you're supposed to be, and go, wait a minute, I love pink. So pink has always, to me, been about that authentic expression. It's also has all the affection and love of red without the aggression of it. It's whimsical, because I can't do anything if it's too serious. And when Pink Heart was first started, and we were trying to think of the name of Pink Heart, what we're going to be called. Pink Heart was kind of our play on the Red Cross. So the Red Cross is for people that are giving aid, medical aid, when there is a physical disaster or something is awry in the physical world. And so Pink Heart is a place for spiritual and love assistance when there's something awry or broken or just needs a little bit of comfort in the mental spiritual world. And so pink has always become what to me is that realm. So the pink path is being authentic, getting in touch with the feelings and emotions and getting healthy with your truth. Yeah, so it just made sense. Plus, it matches all my outfits. Come on. Please subscribe to the Hug Nation YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook. You can check out Halcyon Pink on Instagram, or just listen to the wind and I'll be there. If you enjoy this, share it with a friend, an open-hearted person who might be part of our wonderful collective Hug Nation family.